You're listening to Breakfast here on RTR FM. You're with Pam Boland, and I've got some very special guests in the studio this morning. Now, before we get to them, I'll give you a little bit of context about what's going on and what we're about to talk about. For 40 years, Drastic on Plastic has been celebrating women in music across all styles and genres in as many different musical contexts as possible. And upcoming, a great opportunity to celebrate this 40th anniversary is an event happening at Clancy's in Frio this Saturday. It's going to be a wonderful time with all sorts of people from the Drastic on Plastic community reaching out, DJing and platforming some more voices and having a big party. They work really hard, so they should deserve to have a bit of a party. Now, the collective has been led from the front by Jane Armstrong and Lorraine Clifford. Drastic on Plastic has been fighting against the patriarchy every Saturday on your airwaves, coming off the airwaves with a special outside broadcast and lots of folks. We're going to see Lee Sappho, Lucy Peach, Little X, Sasha Iron on the Elements and the WA Badass Gospel Choir. We've got Drastic on Plastic DJs, and joining me to talk a little bit more about this event in the studio, we've got some of the people that are a part of this event on this lineup. Good morning. Can we introduce ourselves to the listeners?
Hello, Pam. I'm Sasha. Sasha, and I'll be playing with my band Elements.
Yep, great, gorgeous.
And I'm Tara. I'll be playing with Lucy and with the Badass Gospel Choir.
Gord, yeah.
And I'm Offa and I'm in the Gospel Choir too.
Oh, beautiful. Some great voices that'll be a part of your Saturday afternoon. Now, you're all, you know, would have been around and about the scene for a little while to be, you know, a part of Drastic on Plastic, and you would have been played and seen on Drastic on Plastic. What is it about Drastic on Plastic that is so special?
I think it's that sense of community, you know, amongst female musicians. And it's also, it's you know, for so many years it's given women a platform to be heard. I mean, if I kind of go back to, I guess I started playing music in Perth in the early 90s, which is a really long time ago. And, you know, the participation rate of women back then was pretty low. You know, I think even if we go back about 10 years ago, it might have only been about the 12% mark, if I remember correctly. So now it's, you know, it's been a part of that growth. It's so good to see so many more female musicians and even in the technical side of the industry just out there and doing it. That's what you want, you know.
It's really special, and it's an important space that's held on air. And, you know, even though women and gender non-conforming artists are still a little bit underrepresented in the music industry, Drastic holds that space, which is really special. And then events like this get to come out of it, which are, you know, sort of Drastic love fests. You know, you all get to be there and celebrate a little bit. Now, you two both are coming from the WA Badass Gospel Choir. I know a little bit about it, but I've never seen you live. What can you expect if you're going down to catch you both live? Or a part of the bigger group?
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen, but I think it's similar in the same way that Drastic have so much passion, and we're talking about a number of women and non-binary people who have a creative outlet themselves, and I think the passion comes through that, and that's why it's had that long-standing legacy and importance for a lot of us. And the choir itself is like that. We have a lot of passion for singing, particularly singing 90s R&B.
Oh, amazing.
And I think that's kind of what kind of brings us together, and I think that opportunity to sing with fellow people with similar passions, but just and not to be afraid of who they truly are. So I think that's what kind of garners us together and really does make anything happen on stage. And because it's all in joyous rage as well. I think we all have a passion for rage.
Yeah.
Raging against the patriarchy, raging against the nature and how little of us are represented out there. And that joyous rage brings us together.
I love that idea of joyous rage. That's a great way to think about it. Yeah. How did the WA Badass Gospel Choir come together? I don't know if I know the origin story.
Yeah.
I love the deciding who's going to answer the question. I mean, I could address you, but, you know, the deciding to answer the question. Yeah.
Well, it did start quite a while ago with Abby asking Offa and Joni to perform with her as backing yeah. singers, and and then it grew from there.
For a bushfire fundraiser.
Oh yeah.
When there was like a massive call out to help people out in the rural areas who were really suffering. We had a great friend of ours who put a party together.
Rahaley!
And it just meant, again, we're raging against this thing that we couldn't control, and what we could control is the fact that we could come together, sing and raise money, and yeah.
And I was raging because I didn't get a ticket because it sold out in 2 seconds. And then Offa said, Offa asked if I'd like to sing in the choir, and really the rest is history. But yeah. if it wasn't for Offa, I wouldn't really be singing. I've always performed as a backing vocalist mm-hmm. and been quite happy in the shadows playing keys and doing a few la-la-las and woo-woos here.
Yeah.
But, It's been really fun trying something different and being well supported, and it is a celebration every time we perform or get together or rehearse. It's so much fun because yeah. everyone, like we're all very different, but we're all really content in who we are, and I think that's what makes it so good because everyone's able to listen to one another and contribute ideas and know that we can disagree on things and still respect one another and have lots of fun every time we get on stage. So
that's
it's
what you want,
yeah. a big win.
Yeah. yeah, it sounds like a win. It yeah. sounds gorgeous. Sasha, what can people expect when they catch your set? Sasha Iron and the Elements. It's going to be a great time, but what are people looking for, you know, when they go in? What can they be ready for?
Oh, let's see.
It's hard to describe your own set sometimes, I can imagine.
Yeah, look, we're a little bit of a mix. Mm-hmm. We're a little bit of sort of roots, a little bit of maybe a little bit of rock. There's a bit of folk in there. So I like to mix up the styles a little bit. Mm-hmm. We're a three-piece. We just really, like you guys, we really enjoy playing music together. So, they're going to see three people having a lot of fun. That's
what they're going to see. It's pretty exciting, and it is a great opportunity to bring that community that Drastic creates on air, off air, and really see it come into fruition in a different sort of space. So it's a great opportunity not only to celebrate 40 years on air, but just to see, you know, some joyous rage. I think that's really what it's going to be about. It's pretty exciting, and I'm really looking forward to it. There's going to be donations on the night that are happening for Arana House. That's providing temporary accommodation and support services for women and their children if they are experiencing domestic violence. It's going to be a great cause to support on the night, as well as celebrating 40 years of Drastic on Plastic. If you want to get your tickets, you can head to Austix or just head on rtrfm.com.au and click on the events tab, and it's very easy. You can find out all the information you need to there. There's lots and lots of things that you can catch when you head down there. Not only these wonderful artists joining me in the studio today, but Lee Sappho, you're going to see Lucy Peach alongside some wonderful backing band. We're going to see Sasha Iron on the Elements, who's here with us today, and the Drastic on Plastic DJs. It's going to be a great time. Thank you so much for coming into RTRFM to talk a little bit about why you love Drastic and what we can expect when we head down this Saturday.
Oh, thanks so much.
Thank you.